All right. So you're about to employ your first employee. That's very exciting. But look at your face, girl. Like, what is all this rubbish anxiety about? Like, really?
I'm terrified. I am fucking terrified. Hey, do you want... Oh, it is recording. I wanted to remind you to record it, but wasn't.
Yeah, we're recording. And we're capturing every swear word that comes out of your mouth. and the deal is you're not allowed to swear more than me because I'm the king of swearing. So,
well, I was going to say, I think Anita should keep track of both of our swear words. And whichever one of us swears more gets a prize.
Right. That sounds
good. I don't know what it is.
Sounds good. all right. So, where is this anxiety coming from? What are you most afraid of?
Okay, so I'll start with the good, super, like, just brief story, which is that new amazing studio that I'm in is also in this beautiful neighborhood, which my old studio was not.
Yep.
So I had a moment about 3 weeks ago when I actually got to walk around the corner to, like, one of three wonderful coffee shops, get my precious latte, and walk back to my studio. And on the way back, it just hit me like a ton of bricks that, like, I have the life I always dreamed of. And it was so amazing and so wonderful. I don't even have words to say what a great feeling it was.
And remember when I first met you and you were telling me about how ridiculous it was for the possibility for you to have a studio in Oakland or in San Francisco because the rents are so ridiculously high. And you are.
Yeah, I was like, stop smoking crack, Steve.
Yeah.
That's what happened in the Bay Area.
Right.
But it did. And this new place, I mean, the list that I had of everything I wanted was like way off into dreamland. And people would look at it and say, like, well, you're not going to find that. So choose like what 20% you want to give up. And this place hits every single box.
There you go.
It's perfect. Amazing.
And it even was a dog place before you even got there. Like, what else could you wish for?
It used to be a dog store and a dog groomers.
Okay. Yeah, so I really want to dive into this because I think that half of the issue that a lot of people have is that they spend more time looking for somebody just like them rather than looking for people that are adding more value than you can possibly add in your own business.
Right.
So I think if you're focused on finding somebody that adds the value that you can't, then, and it's almost like this wish list you've created. Okay, I think you need to be very clear on what do you want, but then you also need to be open to the surprises that somebody could potentially give you in that if you're open to this person and seeing their potential and what they can bring, then I think that's part of that you being creative and embracing that person. So when I'm looking for a new person, the people that go to the top of the list are the people that can add the most value. And when that happens, you shouldn't have any fear.
Okay, so can I ask two follow-up questions to that?
Yeah.
Okay, so question number one, more like a statement, like sort of my reason behind telling a story about having the life I've always dreamed of is that this business really does feel like my baby. And so the thought of giving a piece to somebody else and the potential that they might screw it up or I might hand it over incorrectly, that's really what terrifies me.
Right.
And then—
Are you really handing over part of your business?
I feel like that's a good question. Aren't I? I am, aren't I? I mean—
No.
If I—
Aren't you—
Take something off my plate and give it to someone else to do—
Aren't you adding to your ability to create more? And aren't you adding talent that you don't possess yourself to incorporate into your business? So are you actually taking and giving part of it away, or are you adding more?
That's a good reframe. That's a great point.
And I think this is the mistake that a lot of people make, is that what they're really doing is they are taking away part of their business because they're not hiring the right people and they're not thinking about the person that they're going about to hire as somebody that is going to add value, and that you're leveraging somebody's time in adding more to your business. And so a lot of people go into this with the perception that this is going to cost, and that this is a cost to your business, as opposed to what is this person adding, that yes, I have to pay them, but I'm paying a fraction of the value that they're going to bring. This is the essential place for you to go to help you strategize your next move to guarantee success. The Platinum membership is filled with multiple courses that cover every facet that you'll ever need for your business. The community itself is such a resource, being able to share your journey with people that are also going through the same journey as you is essential to your success. We pull from our community what they need the most, so we can build courses that are relevant to you. You can share even the smallest of successes, as well as your failures, because your failures are stepping stones to success. Platinum membership will be one of the best decisions you've ever made in your business. And we've built that for you.